Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. Presented by REMAX Cornerstone and REMAX Cornerstone Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Now welcome the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Networks, Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie.
Well, regular season of football is all wrapped up. But that does not mean that we are done with this football season. Wetumpka football rolls on to Saraland this Friday night for round one of the 6A playoffs. I want to welcome you to Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. I'm Gavin Baxley along with Mitch Petrie. And as Wetumpka athletics continues, football season now into the postseason, so is cross country as well. And some other sports starting to get going here in the coming weeks. Mitch, tell us a little about it.
Yeah, it's as these winter sports start to get ramped up and fall sports close out the rest of their season, we've got a busy week of action coming up. This weekend on Saturday, the cheer team will compete in the regional championship up in Birmingham at the Birmingham Crossplex at 4:30 and 6:15 on Saturday, and they will compete in the state championship on Monday, November 10th at 4:45. Wrestling will participate in the Stanhope Elmore Showdown in their first meet of the season on the 9th as well. Basketball getting underway here very shortly against Pike Road next Friday on the 13th, and then of course cross country heading up to Oakville, Alabama for the state championships on Saturday the 8th.
Yeah, very exciting. Looking forward to see how cheer does out at regionals and cross country getting ready for their state championship meet this Saturday. We'll have a chance to talk with the cross country coach Jessica Holbert along with two of the section champion runners, Walter Lynch and Jesslyn Oliver. But we'll also get to focus plenty on Wetumpka football as well. John Hudson Winger, Charlie Skipper, Jordan Smoke and Bobo Browning will all be joining us here this evening as well as the head ball coach Bear Woods. He'll be on when we return on Tribal Talk.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries, an expert physical therapist administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on to Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Come to Collier.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at REMAX Cornerstone and REMAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
We'll be right back. At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Precision Floor Care is your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care today or visit callpfc.com. And a little shout out, by the way, to Brent Turner. He is in the house here tonight. Appreciate Brent for his support of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Gavin and Mitch joined now by head coach Bear Woods. Glad to have you back. I know you dealt with a little bit of sickness last week, but we're glad to be able to have you here at Wharf Casual Seafood.
Oh, ready to rock and roll. That was just a little rumor. I ain't been sick since I was 9 years old and had the chicken pox, Gavin. I'm ready to go.
Just putting us to the test without
That's
you,
it.
Right? Yeah. Want to talk about this Demopolis win from this past Thursday. Managed to come out of that one 23-7, and I'm interested in your first thoughts on it. I know it was a slightly slow start there at the beginning, but then you managed to pull away and get the win.
Anytime you're able to take away the football and score it on defense, I mean, it's just a great night, great performance. I'm also just excited with the seniors to rebound back off of a tough rivalry loss the week before against Stanhope, to be able to come out in front of the home crowd on senior night and get the job done. The goal was just to win, and there were a lot of big plays made last Friday night
and
Thursday.
Kind of drawing a little bit of a comparison between those two matchups a little bit. You give up 35 to Stanhope, obviously not what you're looking for. Come back the next week, force two turnovers, and allow just 7 points on the night. Or, pardon, four turnovers. Mitch is holding me accountable here, but four turnovers there. So how do you feel like this team has managed to rally from that Stanhope loss, and the defense especially seem to be more successful?
Well, really, you know, the defense is getting a bad rap in terms of the Stanhope game because they didn't give up a score until the third quarter. If you look at the pump block early in the game. I mean, we like to hold that to a kick, but really an actual drive that went down for a score. It was late in the third quarter. But what you saw was, you know, we were able to take the ball away against Demopolis. Against Stanhope, we did not take care of the ball at key opportunity at key times, and they scored on us, you know, with a, you know, interception for a touchdown. So the big thing is we bounced back. We didn't let any of that bother us. We still had the next game in front of us, senior night. You know, the seniors wanted to go out with the win, and that's what we were able to do. But we protected the ball, protected the quarterback, and ultimately protected the program.
And you mentioned the seniors. One of those seniors, and this is where I got the two interceptions from, Bobo Browning, came away with two picks on the night as well. A really strong showing from him.
Yeah, Bobo is if there were a kid that just was the dream high school multi-sport athlete, he's that kid. I mean, what he's done for our high school and multiple programs as a student athlete has been nothing short of tremendous. He's actually a guy, I'm going to tell his story in years to come, of what it means to play for Wetumpka, what it means to be involved in as much as you can be, and talk about a team first guy. That's been Bobo Browning.
Yeah, and looking to get at this defense, another corner and another senior who really performed well was LT Davis. Had an interception and I think three pass breakups, but he's getting tested all night and really held his own in that matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. LT has been a godsend to our program, joining us this football season, and he's been a fantastic teammate, but he is such a dynamic athlete. He can run, he can jump, and his ball skills are tremendous. He also is a guy who, you know, rebounds quickly. If you play the cornerback position, I mean, you'll maybe give up a catch, and then you got to be able to go right back out there and defend the same guy, the same throw, and be able to make a play.
And looking at this matchup as well, and I'm curious where your thoughts are for this offense, as you do manage to put up the 23 points. Charlie Skipper, two passing touchdowns for himself there, and seemed to maybe find that comfort zone again in this one.
Absolutely. I mean, you can see just the success of our offense with Skipper this year throwing the football. I was looking at his total stats. He is 0.2 yards away from being the leader in 6A football and total yards per game. So that's absolutely incredible. And that's credit to Coach Dawkins with the play call and putting a sophomore quarterback in position to be successful and just the cast around him, the offensive line and all of the weapons around him between Jordan Smoke, Jordan Hill, Deion Floyd, Andrew Voice, John Hudson Winker, Caleb Ballard. There's a lot of guys who've obviously contributed in big ways for our program. But, yeah, he found his comfort zone. He's gonna make plays. And he's always exciting to watch.
A guy who had a strong night is someone who seems to always have a strong night on the defense, and that's Walt Myrick. But I really want to focus on the storyline going into that game for him. He changes his number to match his father's with the number 23. And I know that number changes are a big thing for you. This has been something we've talked about over the years. So I'd love to know what went into that for him and just the emotions behind it.
Well, one of the things is, you know, Walt, you know, decided to stay with 42 and didn't, you know, change his number, knowing what I'm trying to establish with our program. And I mean, I'm trying to establish it so players like Walter are, you know, recognized in the program, can remember guys who've come before them. So 42 for us is the linebacker. Like, if you wear that number, it's going to be a privilege to wear that number. Same with the jersey number 23. You know, it just so happens, you know, his dad wore 23. That's why he wanted to wear it. But how ironic that, you know, really our guy last year, Kelby right. Walker, was 23. All that just, you know, was an awesome representation. But talk about high school football being important for families and community. I mean, how there has not been a cooler deal than to wear your dad's jersey for the team he played for. And, you know, in the year 2025, playing for the same high school your dad did, that is awesome. And then being the tremendous student athlete and player he is and captain of this program. I know that he's going to be recognized as, you know, broke the record this year for tackles in a single game. So that Myrick name is going to go on through Wetumpka football, and we'll remember the team that, you know, Walt played on that all the success and fun has happened.
Yeah, Coach, looking at this defense, you know, they've really done a great job of taking the football away all season. Turnover margin, I believe, is 26-10 in favor of the Indians over the course of the season. I know that's going to help you win in football games, but just how important has that been preached by Coach Morton, and how has it really just become such a deciding factor in this team?
Yeah, well, that's what our identity is. That's who we are. You know, we are a scoring defense. The guys will tell you that. They've heard that for 4 years. Coach Morton, you know, came on board, too, with the same mentality that we don't just take away the ball. We're going to score the football. And we talk about protecting the football. And on the other side, we're going to relentlessly pursue the football and violently take it away. That's what they hear all the time. And when you're able to have that type of turnover margin, wins come your way. That's who we are foundationally, you know, as a program. We're going to be a defensive team. Special teams going to always give us an edge. But then, well, heck, I say that. Now we're throwing for 2,000 yards. So things are a lot of fun watching the guys continue to grow and where they're heading.
That defense has been one of the keys for this team over the last 4 years here for you, and now the offense coming alive as well. Hoping to see that same thing this Friday against Saraland. When we come back, we'll preview the matchup against Saraland for the first round of the playoffs. We'll also be joined by John Hudson Winger as well. Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Hi, I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adulteducation or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take the time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
At First Community Bank, it's more than banking. It's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. Gavin and Mitch now joined still by Coach Barron. Now we have John Hudson-Wingard with us as well. Before I get to John Hudson-Wingard, I know we wanted to touch on one more thing here. You mentioned Bobo Browning, and we talked about him a little bit, but I know he's had a great story with this team, and I want you to be able to talk about
it. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's part of the radio show is to promote the kids and their unique stories. But I was talking about speaking about Bobo's story years to come. Is that this is a kid, his sophomore year, trying to find his way whether to stay with football or not stay with football. And I told him, no, you don't have a choice. You will be playing football, because when I see the kid's attitude, his work ethic, and his physicality, he was born for football. And then also even just showing his progression last year being a special teams guy. He made 23 tackles on kickoff last year. That's what you do if you want to play. No complaining, no anything. And then to go in this year as the starter cut and then lose his spot due to injury and then still showing up and working. And then senior night, he had an opportunity to another player not being active at the moment. And then he has the game of his life. But all that's because of the years of just being humble, being a wee Tumpka guy, not a me Tumpka guy. Credit to his parents for making him just show up. I mean, that's just special in this day and age to say a kid's going to show up for 3 years and have the biggest game of his high school life on senior night. I'm just very proud of that. And I think it's something to share.
It's been awesome to see and seeing him shine this year. And I imagine that's kind of something that you try and instill in a lot of the guys, especially when you're thinking about, you know, trying to get them into the college level where you don't necessarily see a lot of that all of the time now.
Yeah, I mean, the college level and the pro level is just this. You're just not surrounded by any mediocre people. People right. are there to do a job. Here's a little different. It's like when these kids leave our program, they're not going to always have fun being a husband, a father, or going to work. Can you show up every day and be humble with effort, attitude, be reliable, be tough mentally and physically? Those are the things and the qualities that's going to stay with them. The next level stuff, God gives you ability. God gives you size and strength and speed, and there's just no mediocrity there, or else you're just not there. In this environment, it's like you're trying to get kids to commit to something and just stay committed. If you're saying you're going to do something, I'm going to do it to the very end. Regardless of outcome, I'm going to do what I can. And Bobo's been that. I mean, honest to goodness, like my son, I could say, hey, this is a guy who puts his head down, gets it done. He's always physical. And don't forget, he's our center fielder for baseball. I mean, this is multiple things going on, but couldn't be more proud. But that's what we're trying to accomplish here is, young men, you don't get to do what you want to do just because it's not going your way. No, you show up and you fulfill your commitment to something bigger than yourself. It goes to we, Tumpka, not me, Tumpka. Thank you to Bobo and his family.
And Bobo is one of those great players, and so is John Hudson Wingard, who we appreciate having on. And a big night for you. And before we get your response on this, I want to play your touchdown against Demopolis from this past Thursday.
Same formation here for the Indians. Skipper in that empty set with the Voiles lined up at the tight end position. Going with the fake handoff to the man in motion, Jordan Smoke, and John Hudson Wingard completely wide open, going to the end zone. It's a foot race, and he'll take home the goal. Touchdown, Indians.
A great call from Mitch Petrie, and I want to give Mitch his flowers here for just a second. This was his first ever play-by-play for football, and a tremendous job that Mitch did, and already a pro at it, and appreciate Mitch taking the time to fill in for me. I wasn't able to make it this past Thursday, and you nailed it, man. Great job.
Thank you.
And John Hudson Wingard, big touchdown from you, John. And it's been like that a lot this year where you've had a lot of really great nights for this Indians team. But it comes with the relationship between the quarterback and the receiver. And I know that that's been something that you have been able to build with Charlie Skipper, who we're going to have on later tonight as well.
Yeah, it's a good relationship. Let me think of that. There we go. You know, he's still new, so he's got years to progress. And sadly, you know, I'll be leaving this year.
Yeah.
But with Caleb and Dion, Future, all of them, he's going to steadily get better relationships with them. And I just can't wait to see how good they're going to be their senior year.
And you score a big touchdown on senior night. What does that mean to you to be able to go out with a strong performance?
It felt great. I mean, it's just one of those things you look forward to. It's really one of the biggest games that you feel like as a senior, and just the excitement from everybody, the moment it happened, you could just see everybody get happy. It was amazing.
A big storyline going into this week is that you will now be joining Coach Bear out in Mobile at the end of this year for the North-South All-Star Game. Congratulations on that. What does it mean to be selected to play in a game like that?
It is a great honor because not many people get selected. There's two teams, you know, probably two tight ends for each team, and to be one of those selected is, I just feel amazing about it, and being down there with Coach Bear is going to be a great time.
Yeah, Coach, I know you'll be coaching the linebackers mainly, but I'm sure you'll be able to yell at John Hudson a little bit as well there.
I already told him, I've already said that, we are going to lock his tail up all practice. He better get ready.
I love it. I'm excited to see how that goes. And Coach, there's been a lot of players in your time that have made it to that game. I remember my year, Logan Wayall, Dorian Jackson both made it that season. I believe it was just those two,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, and so they both do it, and you've had other guys who have made it since then as well. What does it mean to have another guy making that game where a lot of really good talent is showcased?
It says a lot about the program, and Clark Barker also went to the Alabama-Mississippi game in that third year, so every year we've had someone represent. It comes back to just the program at Wetumpka football that goes before I got here is that, you know, if you're one of the better players for our football team, you're going to get recognized. You're going to have an opportunity to play in All-Star games, have an opportunity to play at the next level if that's something you desire to do. Wetumpka gives you that opportunity for guys, and I couldn't be more excited for John Hudson. You're right. There's like two tight ends, right? You're one of them. It's a pretty big deal. I still haven't really gotten over how excited I am about it. Just with his own story. I mean, he came back from injury last year, was down, you know, didn't know if he was going to play or not this year, and then to think of him not playing this year, like, oh my goodness, we literally would not be here right now. Just the success of our football team, or obviously his selection with the All-Star game.
There's a standard of excellence that you hold all of your players to, and you've got a guy like John here who's going to be leaving this program soon, but what has he done to represent that standard and help to implement that onto these group of younger guys?
He is reliable. He is going to bring you his best every opportunity, from the weight room, from the film room, to the classroom, to how he just speaks with everyone, the faculty, staff. He's somebody who's already a great ambassador for us. And then obviously the football side of it, you work hard and you trust the process, and you're going to, you know, be rewarded for it. And a lot of hard work goes into it. And to come back from his spinal deal is just something that just makes it so uncertain. I mean, just to get the confidence back to be able to accomplish what he has. And it's been a fun start to his senior year.
Yeah, John Hudson, you are the leading receiver on this Indian team, so congratulations on that for the regular season. But I wanted to ask a little bit more about when into that decision and what finally changed your mind to come back after this season, or to this season, I'm sorry.
Well, when I got hurt, it was just I barely got cleared for basketball, so I didn't think they were going to clear me for football. And then Coach Dawkins came over, and for a solid week, I think, he met with me every day after school over and over again, just like, you need to go to doctor. You need to go to doctor. Make sure that you can't play. And I finally got the appointment, and he was like, well, at this point, I don't see why not. Go ahead. It's your senior season. So just coming back, it was amazing. All the energy, I missed it really bad.
Now, Coach, I want to get into this matchup just a little bit here. Sarah Land coming up this Friday, and this is a familiar face for you, but not necessarily a familiar face for all of the guys on this team. What have you kind of taken away from past matchups against the Spartans as you get ready for this trip to Mobile?
What I've taken away is that Coach Kelly has a fantastic team down there. He has really good players, and they're coached really well. There's not many negative plays on either side of the ball, and they just systematically go and score. And they also are very sound defensively, which is why they don't allow not even, you know, 7 points a game. But I'm familiar with the program. The coach of SAS is completely different. I guess it'd be me and Russ, you know, the ones familiar with them. Mm-hmm. But that's one of the points I made to the players earlier this week is, you know, John Hudson hasn't played against Sarah Lynn. Caleb Ballard has not. Jordan and Dion and Charlie Skipper have not played against Sarah Lynn, so the opportunity that we have to go down there, and once again, we're chasing a complete game. We want to play our best. Like, that is at the end of it, just to go up there and be our best Friday night and let the chips fall where they may. But that's the pursuit. You know, the scoreboard doesn't necessarily determine whether or not your best was played or not. The thing is, the scoreboard will be what you want it to be when you do, and that's what we're chasing.
And part of playing a complete game will be the defense in this one, and there's a strong quarterback wide receiver duo for them. How have the matchups this season kind of helped to prepare for the talent that they have on that offense?
Well, really what's prepared us is practicing every day against our offense, who throws the ball around. Now, their number two that they have at Sarah Lynn is dynamic, but we have a couple of those guys in our region that we faced already this year, from like Pike Rhodes, Holmes. He fits that category. Russell County's quarterback and fits the category of athlete. So we've seen a lot within our own region in terms of top 10 talent. We've seen it, but our task at hand is we cannot make any mental errors. They're already good enough. You got to be able to be solid sound every play, and that starts with pre-snap. We talked about it today.
John Hudson, I know you want to be able to play more football, right? So how important does it feel for you to be able to keep this season going with a win on Friday?
Well, a senior year, you want to go as far as you can in every sport that you play, and just keeping the season alive. The sophomores, the freshmen, juniors, they don't know what it feels like. Because when I was a sophomore, I was like, this season feels really long. But so I know that's what they're feeling. But as a senior, it's the last time you'll ever touch the field, and you just want it to go as long as possible because you know you'll probably never see these guys again on the field. And you'll never put the pads on again. So it's really important that we do good.
It goes by fast, no doubt about that. I'm hoping that it can go on for a little bit longer here with a win Friday night. Best of luck to the both of you. Coach, appreciate you, and John Hudson, appreciate you both joining the show tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate everyone all season. It's been an incredible season. I'm excited about where the program is going. I'm excited about Friday night and seeing this incredible team play Friday night. So win the moment and go Indians.
Go Indians, absolutely. Wetumpka taking on Sarah Land this Friday night. Pre-game will be at 6:30 and kickoff at 7 on 105.1 WRFS and the Wetumpka Sports Network YouTube and Facebook. Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Visit online at baptisthealth.org. When we come back, we'll celebrate the section championship for the Indians cross-country team on Tribal Talk.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision Floor Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision Floor Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care. Precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Yeah. Kathy Thornton and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best, RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Want to take a quick break from our football talk here. A lot of exciting stuff going on in the postseason for them, but it's also postseason for Wetumpka Cross Country, who's already come away with some hardware here this year. The boys team, the Section 2 champions, the fourth time in school history. And meanwhile, Jesslyn Oliver wins the individual championship as well. I'm joined by Jesslyn along with Walter Lynch and Coach Jessica Holbert. And Coach, congratulations on the championship. It's awesome to see the Indians being able to hoist the trophy again.
Yes. Yeah, it was very nice. Very nice. They did very well. Very proud of them.
And it's a strong showing from Walter, who you've got on your right here. Walter and Bennett Williams both going sub-18. First time since 2022 that has happened for this Indians team. And I think it kind of shows the progression of this team over the course of this year that has continued to get quicker and quicker.
Oh, yeah. And I really do think this has been one of the strongest. Like when you ran, y'all had a very close-knit boys group, which really, really helped. And I think that this season it's the same kind of way. Bennett was just as excited about Walt finishing ahead of him as he was if he had finished first. So it was really good.
Walter, I was able to be your teammate for a year, and then I've seen you develop over that time since I've been gone. But you and Bennett now are neck and neck with each other, and I'm wondering what was going on in your mind during the race when you knew you were going to PR, you were working with Bennett throughout that. How do you two kind of push each other?
It's just every time we see each other on the course, we always say, keep going, you know, give it your all, and we both just keep trying to get faster than we are going and push to our limits.
Yeah. I'm glad you were able to talk that much during a race, because I sure can't. And Jesslyn, you win the individual championship, first girl in school history to do it. And you're just a freshman, by the way, which is amazing to see. So congratulations to you. And what has this first year been like for you? Because I know you're coming from Redland Middle, where you had a lot of success. And now with Coach Holbert, you've continued to kind of carry that in with the black and gold.
Well, I like this team. I like it better than Redland, honestly.
I'm going to try not to let that hurt Coach Harden's feelings at all. We love Coach Harden around here, but I'm curious what that development has been like for you under Coach Holbert and what her impact has kind of been on helping you get faster and faster in this first year.
She, like, believes in everybody, and she, like, can know if you have potential, something like that.
Yeah, I agree. And now you're going into the state championship, Coach, and obviously a lot of very talented teams that you're racing up against. But it's on a course that is extremely fast. And the last time we spoke was right before the Jesse Owens meet, which is the same course we're looking forward to this weekend.
Right.
So give me a little bit of a preview of what to expect, what the goals and expectations are for this team.
So the fact that with my boys' team, I don't remember exactly how many, but a good majority of those, especially the ones that scored for us, ran PRs. And you know, you ran the Tiger Classic, the Auburn sectional meet. That's not a PR course.
No, it is not.
and the fact that they did it, now it's very weather dependent, and we had beautiful weather, but we will at Oakville as well, and then that is a PR course. So no doubt in my mind that they're going to all – I tell them – so I told her, you know, Coach said it's not me, Tumpka, it's we, Tumpka. And I told Jesslyn, I leaned over and told her, I was like, at state, it's me, Tumpka. You're running your time, and you're looking for – same with Walt. You're looking for your fastest time there.
Well, and – cross country is always a sport where you have to kind of balance the individual with the team a little bit. But I think this guy's team especially, you've really been able to see the me Tumpka transition into a successful we Tumpka.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yep. I agree. And it's on the girls' side as well. It's just that the numbers are not there as much for the girls, but they still have that. They each want to push. All the girls have been excited and was like, yay, Jesslyn gets to run with the boys now. She's fast enough that so they're as excited that she's doing well. And so, yeah, it is a lot of that as well.
And Walter, I know that you've had a chance to run with other guys who have been fast, not just myself, but Eli Holden was on the team, Jack Walden, to name a couple others. So now you have a chance here to chase a couple of times. Is that kind of a goal as you go into the state championship meet?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to, you know, try to catch up with them, but I'm just, you know, really trying to get the best that I can do, and I don't really know what that is until I cross the finish line, but I just hope to, you know, I run a really good time.
That's kind of how it goes with cross country, right? You just kind of go in and just pray, right? And well, excited for you, Walter. I've been able to watch you develop, and it was funny. We were talking before the show, and Coach and I have talked in the past about how you've always ran like a tall runner, but you haven't always been tall. And now you're there, and we've been able to kind of see that develop. So really proud of the effort that you've put in, and as you go into your last cross country race, looking forward to seeing how it goes.
Thank you.
And Jesslyn, a lot more in the future for you. And I know you're not terribly far away from a record here. I believe the girls' record is about 20:41, and you're at 21:12 right now. Is that a little extra motivation for you as you push through?
Yeah.
Excited, Jesslyn, to see you be able to pursue that. And Coach, excited to see how this state championship meet goes. Congratulations on yet another section championship.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome to have the cross country team joining us and seeing more success out on the course. Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home with affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region. CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. When we come back on the football train, Charlie Skipper, Bobo Browning, and Jordan Smoke will all join us as we get ready for Wetumpka and Saraland this Friday on the Wetumpka Sports Network.
Hey, I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speed you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Welcome back to Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show, driven by Collier Ford, online at collierford.com.
Wharf Casual Seafood is fresh, fast, and always delicious. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone, from shrimp and fish to po' boys and salads. Enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. And we appreciate Wharf Casual Seafood for all of their hard work and allowing us to host our show here over the course of this season. We're hoping to continue throughout if Wetumpka can get the win this Friday with a big matchup against Sarah Land. And you guys, I know, are all getting ready for it, as we've got at this point now Charlie Skipper, Bobo Browning, as well as Jordan Smoke. Appreciate the three of y'all being on the show with us, and a big matchup coming up this Friday. But you know, Coach Barrett talked moments ago about how this is not a team that you guys have seen. Obviously Wetumpka has faced this team before and come up short, but just because something hasn't happened in the past doesn't mean that it will happen here. And I imagine, Charlie, that that's kind of the mentality that you guys kind of carry into this one.
Yeah, I mean, just at practice, we're trying to stack days, do our best. You know, we're coming in, we have a clean slate against this team, you know, trying to go 1-0.
That's a good mentality to have, and there's a lot of cool storylines behind you guys. And Bobo, I want to start with you. Your name is James, right? But we've gone back and forth all year, and if you've listened to our games, I've called you James, I've called you Bobo, and I've tried to go back and forth, and we've settled that it's Bobo. But I do want to hear the story of what this nickname is for you and just how it came about.
Yeah, well, when I was younger, my parents told me they called my dad Bo. And my great aunt used to call him Bobo, so I guess when I was born, it just carried on, and they called me Bobo instead of him.
It's a simple answer there. I appreciate it, though. We're glad to get that all sorted out. It's Bobo from now on. Jordan Smoke as well, and Smoke, a familiar name for Indians fans that are tuned in here tonight. And a cousin of Cavassier Smoke, played for the Indians team back in that state championship runner-up season, as well as at Kentucky and Colorado. And Jordan, I'm curious to know what, you know, your relationship with him is, and I imagine you guys talk a little bit.
Yeah, we talk about how we just get together and we just go over steps and how to get better, and how just to get your footwork better.
And he's a running back coach now as well, so got to have a lot of good advice that he can kind of give you, I imagine.
Yeah.
Bobo, I know that you dealt with some injuries over this year, missed a little bit of time. Kind of walk me through what that process was like for you, and then being able to get back and after facing some adversity this season.
Well, I really just had to wait the time and just build back up and go through the physical therapy and just sit on silence and take mental reps, really.
Is that kind of frustrating to have to miss time like that? And I imagine it kind of gets you more motivated as you get back out onto the field.
Yeah, it really frustrated me because I got my baseball season cut short also.
Yeah.
So, like, I just wanted to play.
And had a strong showing this past Friday as well, and Coach Bear has talked about it. Two interceptions for you in that Demopolis game, and you know, Coach Bear talked about you sticking with football and pursuing the staying on the course here with this team. It feels like it kind of paid off this past Friday.
Yeah, it really did. We had a talk when I was in 10th grade, and he told me I wasn't going to quit.
And you have not quit. You've been successful with this program. And that also set up a big touchdown pass that came from Charlie over to Caleb Ballard. And so kind of walk me through your performance, because you have a great throw to Caleb Ballard there. And then another one with John Hudson, who we talked to earlier in this show, Charlie.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't ask for a better field position by Bobo, you know? I mean, that just sets up our drive and our momentum, you know? And we come out first play, throw a touchdown to Caleb Ballard.
You've actually had a lot of opportunities where that has happened. This defense has really helped to set up the offense a little bit. I imagine that it's pretty nice to typically be coming out in a lot better field position thanks to the work of guys like Bobo and the defense.
Yes, sir. I always try to help them out for their hard work, you know. They give me good field position. I try to, like, help them with points on the scoreboard.
Well, and when you're not throwing the ball, you've got a guy like Jordan Smoke in the backfield who can help out. And it's been two Jordans in the backfield this year, and I know that you guys have worked together a lot, but Jordan Hill faced some injury issues earlier in the year, and so what is that like when you have a guy like that go down who you work so hard with, and I know you kind of had to step up even more in his absence?
Well, as Coach Barry says, next man up.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And talk a little bit about what your relationship has been like with Jordan Hill. I know that when you work so hard together, I imagine that you kind of build a bond.
Yeah, we played together in C-League. He was the quarterback, and I was the running back. And we actually won the championship then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it the Indians still?
It was the Indians versus Mustangs.
Ah, well, we love to hear that. That sounds great. Now, Charlie, talked to you earlier this season about your development, and now we've gone past that halfway point. We're now at the end of this season, into the playoffs, and how have you felt like you've continued to kind of progress and get more comfortable in what have been some really tough matchups and also a lot of high-pressure situations against a lot of region opponents?
I mean, you just stack every day at practice. I mean, Coach, he tells me that he's going to keep it hard with me. He's not gonna let me slip up. I mean, he tells me that if he can keep it suspenseful in practice, then it'll come to me during the game. So,
yeah.
I mean, just building that timing and with the coaches and everything.
As you now go into this Saraland matchup, I'm curious what you guys are looking forward to in it. I know it's a longer trip, but also you get the opportunity to play a very talented team and the opportunity to shock a lot of people here this week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being able to play out there. I'm ready to play this team. I've been looking forward to it. And, I just really want to do this for my senior friends.
And one of those senior friends would be Bobo. So as you go into this, I asked John Hudson earlier about the extra motivation that goes into these postseason games where every game could be your last, and obviously you don't want it to be that way. Is that kind of the mentality as you go into this one?
Yeah, that's the mentality. I just rather keep playing as long as we can. Just, I love the sport.
And I want to ask you, because these two are sophomores, they'll have time to continue to develop, but you're getting close to the end of your time as a Wetumpka Indian on this team. How have you felt that your impact has been shown with these guys, especially some of these guys who are younger on the team?
Well, really, the people, like, younger kids, they have great bonds with older people. We always, like, stay together and we always hang out together.
Yeah, and now you go into this matchup and trying to continue this season for this Indians team, and does it mean a little bit more to you, not only as a senior trying to keep the season alive, but also to help some of these younger guys experience victory in the playoffs and be able to carry that in and leave the program, I imagine, better than you found it?
Yeah, it just puts something like a foundation to show them where they will be next year, to show them, like, I don't know what to say.
That's all right. No worries. And now, the last question for you. I hate to bombard you a little bit, but favorite memory with this Indians team? What has this Wetumpka football team had for an impact on you?
Honestly, my favorite memory was when we were in a team meeting and Coach Bear got mad at somebody for farting, and he grabbed the desk and he threw it against the wall.
Thanks. That's a fair response. Well, I appreciate you guys being on the show here. Excited for the matchup this Friday. And best of luck to you guys. Thanks.
Thanks,
sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Exciting matchup coming up this Friday, the Indians and Saraland. When we come back, we will wrap things up here on Tribal Talk on the Wetumpka Sports Network.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Looking for power? performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
You're listening to Tribal Talk on the Wetumpka Sports Network.
Come on, come to Collier. Head over to Collier Ford on US 231 or visit CollierFordInc.com today and drive home your new Ford for less. Wrapping things up here at Wharf Casual Seafood. And before we do, I want to let Mitch go back over what's to come in Wetumpka Athletics.
Yeah, like we mentioned at the top of the show, it is a busy week for Indians Athletics. First off, cheer regionals will go on Saturday, November 7th. They will perform at 4:30 and 6:15, and then they will follow up that with a performance at the state championship on Monday, November 10th. That one will be at 4:45. Both of them at Bill Harris Arena up in Birmingham at the Birmingham Crossplex. Wrestling will take on the Stanhope Elmore Showdown in their first matches of the season on the 9th. That is a Sunday. And then basketball will open its season, both boys and girls, at Pike Road on Friday, November 13th. And then, of course, looking ahead to this Friday, Saraland in the first round of the playoffs.
A lot of exciting stuff as fall sports get closer to wrapping up and winter sports get set to begin. A little shout out to Walter Lynch, who joined us earlier. He was also our first Community Bank Athlete of the Week. Failed to mention that when he was on the air. And a little bit of logistics for everyone. If the Indians get the win on Friday, we will be back here at Wharf Casual Seafood this next Tuesday from 6:30 to 7:30 to recap the Saraland game and prepare for the following matchup in what would be round two of the playoffs. Hoping to get a win this Friday. Make sure to tune in for it as Wetumpka takes on Saraland. Pregame sponsored by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty will be at 6:30 p.m. and kickoff at 7 p.m. for Wetumpka and Saraland on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. From Gavin and Mitch, thanks for joining us here at Wharf Casual Seafood and tuning in on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, home of the Wetumpka Indians. Presented by REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Central Alabama Community College, and the City of Wetumpka. Sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health, and Baptist Ortho Now. The City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagen, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care. The Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.